On a day when the opposition came together against the decision to expel Rahul Gandhi from Parliament, the Congress leader has been served an eviction notice from his official residence. The Congress calls it a witch hunt. The BJP says this is nothing but melodrama. This, in fact, is that notification which has come in on the basis of which he has to actually leave from his house. And the interesting part of this notification is that it was leaked to the media before Rahul Gandhi received it himself. Joining us now, Jyoti Mani, Lok Sabha MP of the Congress. We're joined by Satyapal Jain, member of the BJP and additional Solicitor General of India, Sanjay Gupta of the Shiv Sena, Dr. Gaddam Ranjit Reddy of the BRS, and we'll also be joined by Sushmita Deb of the Trinamool Congress and Professor Rakesh Sinha of the BJP. But Jyoti Mani, let me come to you first. Do you believe it's vindictiveness that this was actually served or given to the media before it was actually served to Rahul Gandhi?
It's quite obvious, Vishnu. Not only this notice, the disqualification and the things which lead to the disqualification. Everything is a witch hunt just because actually he's speaking truth to the power. He's trying to expose the corruption of Modi and Adani. So it's not something we didn't expect. We prepared to do any amount of harassment because they don't know my leader Rahul Gandhi. Nobody can never ever can harass him mentally. If they think actually if they can do that to him, my sympathies are with them. Whether it is Mr. Narendra Modi or Mr. Adani or Mr. Amit Shah, my sympathies are with them. We are speaking truth to the power. We'll continue to speak. This is a clear political witch hunt and very cheap also in my view.
Mr. Satyapal Jain, how would you respond to that? That, you know, I mean, there are various ways of looking at it. For example, he's a recipient of Z Plus security. A new place has to be found, house has to be found, etc., etc., etc. Why victim like this?
Three issues are involved in this issue. Number one, his conviction for defamation for 2 years. One issue. Number two, under the provisions of Section 8 of the Representation of People Act 1951, followed by Lily Thomas case, his disqualification from the membership of the House. The third fact, till date, he has not challenged the conviction or even the guilt in any court of law, meaning thereby he is accepting that so far as this moment is concerned. So far as the allotment of House is concerned, or vacation of House is concerned, it is an internal matter of the Parliament. Parliament has its own rules for allotment of Houses also, for vacation of Houses also. And if this House is vacated, it will go to some of his another colleague MP who must be waiting for such a long time for the allotment of the house.
Why is it that Ghulam Nabi Azad hasn't been divested of his house?
See, certain cases when you make a request, he has been given 1 month time. If he wants the extension of the time, he has to apply to the speaker that these are the reasons, these are the factors. I may be given more time. They will consider and pass the order. It's not automatically. Has he gone to the speaker?
No, he is not. I am asking you whether this needed to have, whether the kitchen sink had to be thrown at Rahul Gandhi at this stage. It's obviously political, sir.
It is as per the rules of the Lok Sabha.
It serves a certain political narrative of the time.
No, that is the law. That is the rule. You can't have a special law. What they want is special defamation law for Rahul Gandhi, special Representation of People Act for Rahul Gandhi, special law for the stay of the Rahul Gandhi's conviction, and special law for the allotment of the house. How can you treat different people differently?
Rakesh,
it's for everybody same.
Okay. Rakesh Sinhaji, you know, what Hardeep Puri said today, you know, he took a jab at Rahul Gandhi and his I am not Savarkar remark, which Rahul Gandhi had said recently, to which Hardeep Puri said, you know, the contribution of people like Savarkarji. As I said, you are getting an ass to run a horse's race. Was language like this really required?
No, it's for Rahul Gandhi's remark that I am not Savarkar.
That shows their quality.
I am very grateful to him because he can't be Savarkar. Being a Savarkar is not a small thing. The sacrifice Savarkar had done for the nation and the Savarkar family had done. Rahul Gandhi, Priyanka Gandhi, Sonia Gandhi, Troika is leading the Congress, but I am telling you, the G.T. Savarkar, his elder brother, and V.D. Savarkar, both were in the same jail in Kalapani. And his younger brother, Narayan Rao Savarkar, all were part of the revolutionary movement of the country, so I don't want to deliberate because this is not the issue. But I know that Rahul Gandhi is obsessed with Savarkar. He feels that abusing Savarkar, disgracing the freedom fighters, he would get foothold in the Indian politics. That will be counterproductive, and I think that counterproductive is very obvious. As you say now, Uddhav Thackeray is protesting. It's not a matter of political issues. If we will start disgracing our freedom fighters, we can disagree with the idea, we can disagree with the modus operandi. Some people disagree with the revolutionary movement, some people are disagree with the moderate movement, some people are disagree with the Gandhi movement. This is a natural in democracy. But disgracing, I start disgracing someone, we will not do that. We may glorify somebody, we may not glorify somebody, but at least we should not disgrace any freedom fighter. This is our collective will, collective efforts, and that's why we got the freedom. That's why I feel that Rahul Gandhi is doing something and harming the historiography of the country by making a very obvious and very ambiguous as well as very contemptuous aspersion of the Indian history.
Okay. Jyotibani, you know, Rahul Gandhi's remarks on Veer Savarkar has been getting him into all sorts of trouble. It's gotten him into sort of, you push these remarks with the BJP, but also with your ally, the Shiv Sena, the Uddhav Thackeray Shiv Sena, they have problems as well. Why does he not give up his rhetoric on Savarkar? How does it serve the Congress's interests?
Vishnu, is something Rahul Gandhi ji invented against Savarkar ji and we are propagating it? It's not like that, no. There was a letters, apology letters written to the British based on that, actually repeated letters, based on that Savarkar was released from the jail. The letter clearly shows actually we will be very loyal to the British regime and strengthening them. So the letter is out in public domain for ages now. And that is ideology. Savarkarji's contribution to this country is actually he propagated the ideology of divisiveness, which is haunting us now. So it's not something Rahulji is invented. Actually, he speaks the truth, whatever in the public domain. Gandhi is a freedom fighter. Nehru is a freedom fighter. Subhas Chandra Bose is a freedom fighter. Patel was a freedom fighter. Abul Kalam Azadji was a freedom fighter. Sarojini Naidu was a freedom fighter. You want to equate freedom fighters with Savarkarji? It's very unfair to other freedom fighters, no, who stood their life. Many people like Bhagat Singh, Sugadev, they are all sacrificed their lives.
No, but Jyotibani, as a senior leader of the Congress Party, do you understand the implications?
Just because somebody doesn't agree with
you, understand the implications of your remarks just now on your association with the Shiv Sena Uddhav Thackeray? Do you understand what this would mean?
Vishnu, when we go for an alliance, we all aware that as a politician, as a person, as a people, we all aware that actually 100% actually we are not able to be in the same page all the time. That when we are alliance with many other political parties, for example, my state or Jharkhand, we have a different views. But there is a common enemy who is all out to destroy this country.
Let me just get a reaction from Sanjay Gupta.
An old man and become running a corrupt government. Government, we have to do work together.
Okay, we will talk about that. Sanjay Gupta ji, respond to those remarks about Veer Savarkar.
बड़ी हैरानी की बात है कि कांग्रेस के नेता आज यहाँ पर जिस तरह से उन्होंने वीर सावरकर जी के विषय में कहा, मैं इनसे पूछना चाहूंगा कि क्या श्रीमती इंदिरा गांधी कांग्रेस पार्टी की अध्यक्षा नहीं थी? क्या श्रीमती इंदिरा गांधी जी को आप इस देश की प्रधानमंत्री नहीं मानती? क्या इस देश के अंदर श्रीमती इंदिरा गांधी को आप अपनी पार्टी में कोई अहमियत नहीं समझती? क्या श्रीमती इंदिरा गांधी जी ने वीर सावरकर जी को सन ऑफ इंडिया का खिताब नहीं दिया था? क्या उनके नाम पर श्रीमती इंदिरा गांधी ने डाक टिकट जारी नहीं किया था? वीर सावरकर जी ने अगर माफी मांगी थी तो आपको यह जानने की भी जरूरत है कि क्यों मांगी थी। दो बार काला पानी की सजा होने के बाद उन्होंने इस बात को सोचा था कि अगर मैं जेल में ही रहा तो मैं स्वतंत्रता संग्राम में किस तरह से हिस्सा ले पाऊंगा। ब्रिटिश हुकूमत काल के समय में यह फरमान था ब्रिटिश सरकार का कि जो ब्रिटिश हुकूमत के साथ मिलकर के चलेगा वो जेल से बाहर रहेगा और जो ब्रिटिश हुकूमत के साथ मिलकर के नहीं चलेगा वो जेल के अंदर रहेगा। मैं कहना नहीं चाहता लेकिन इस बात को समझिएगा आप कि ब्रिटिश हुकूमत के साथ पुराने कितने पॉलिटिकल लीडर थे जो मिलकर के चलते थे और जिन्होंने भगत सिंह जी की फांसी तक को रुकवाया। बहुत से ऐसी बातें मैं कह सकता हूं।
पर संजय जी ये बताइए, आपका जो अलायंस है कांग्रेस पार्टी के साथ, ये पहले भी राहुल गांधी जी ने वीर सावरकर के बारे में कहा है, आई थिंक इट वॉज इन अक्टूबर और नवम्बर, और आप फिर से वीर सावरकर का नाम कांग्रेस पार्टी ऐसे ले रहे हैं, तो आपका अलायंस का फ्यूचर क्या है कांग्रेस के साथ?
देखिए वीर सावरकर जी के विषय में जब भी कांग्रेस ने बोला है हमने हमेशा उसका विरोध किया है, उद्धव जी ने भी हमेशा उसका विरोध किया है और संजय राउत जी ने भी उनका हमेशा विरोध किया है। और आज भी एक डिनर पार्टी थी जिसमें कई विपक्षी पार्टियों ने आना था, उसमें भी उद्धव जी ने जाने से मना कर दिया और वो नहीं जा रहे हैं। तो अगर वीर सावरकर जी के विषय में कांग्रेस ने अपने स्टैंड को नहीं बदला तो मुझे लगता है कि उद्धव जी बड़ी जल्दी इस पर फैसला लेंगे और मुझे लगता है कि वीर सावरकर पर कांग्रेस को समझना चाहिए और सोचना चाहिए कि श्रीमती इंदिरा गांधी जी की क्या पोजीशन थी इनकी पार्टी में, क्या आज ये श्रीमती इंदिरा गांधी को मानती या नहीं मानती। विचारधारा हो सकता है कि अलग हो कांग्रेस की हमारी,
गो
अहेड सर, डॉक्टर रेड्डी इज वेटिंग, डॉक्टर रेड्डी विल कम टू यू नेक्स्ट, बट डॉक्टर सिन्हा गो अहेड, Professor Sinha,
you know, I have a grudge against the Shiv Sena because they are just protesting. When the identity of Savarkar is being questioned, integrity of Savarkar is questioned, and Shiv Sena, whose entire politics based on the ideology of V.D. Savarkar, they are protesting. They have to take a decisive step, because if you are not taking, this means you are indirectly endorsing what Congress is.
But this is the irony. Sanjay ji is on the other side of the Shiv Sena, which disagrees with the BJP, but his position on Veer Savarkar is identical to yours.
वीर सावरकर स्टैंड फॉर जियो कल्चर नेशनलिज्म एंड एज फॉर एपोलॉजी इज कंसर्न आई एम गिविंग जस्ट इन 10 seconds वन एग्जाम्पल सचिंद्र नाथ सन्याल एंड हिज कॉमरेड्स इन द जेल they were part of the Kakori conspiracy case. Go to his autobiography. What did he say?
We'll talk about Savarkar's history in a while. Dr. Reddy is watching on quite amused. Dr. Reddy, because, you know, the issue of Savarkar isn't central to the politics of the BRS. However, the issue of opposition unity is. But if you see two members of the opposition over here disagreeing in such terms, then what is the point of your opposition rally today?
Basically, I don't understand. Had Rahul Gandhi been suspended over his remarks on Savarkarji, then we would have discussed all these points. Now he is suspended for some other reason. The topic is, why is the opposition united is the first thing. Second thing is, my early panelists, they said, as per the rule, they're asking him to vacate the bungalow, or as per the rule, they have suspended him. But what has happened to Holikar's case in Karnataka? And what has happened to Mr. Vikram's case in Muzaffar riots? What I say, the law is applicable, law is uniformly applicable. The topic of discussion today has to be, why is that he is suspended, why is he not given the one more chance to go to the higher court. The third thing is, why is the opposition parties are united? Our BRS party stands to one thing. We are talking for the terms of principles of democracy. When we talk so high about our democracy, about the biggest constitution in the world and all, and you all know the index is falling, the press freedom index, or let it be the democratical index, when we are stooping down, our Indian democracy has to be at the highest level. That is what we were known for all these years. Why is that we are having this so much of infighting? Why is so much of disqualification? If such members are disqualified, if people like Rahul Gandhi can be suspended for a comment, what do you think? Do you think any parliamentarian can remain in the parliament? Being a parliamentarian, I'm telling you, the way we easily keep commenting in the public, no parliamentarian can be there in the parliament, nor in the assembly also as well. If we start infighting and if we have some vendetta politics, I don't think the parliament will have the members.
Let me put that to Satyapal Jain. Sir, in addition to being a member of the BJP, you are one of the finest lawyers in this country. You know better than anybody else the sort of language that our political leaders from all parties throw around. Do you actually believe, sir, as a lawyer, speak as a lawyer, wear your lawyer's hat, that Rahul Gandhi needed to be sentenced for 2 years?
See, I have to supply 2 points on this point. First, I have got a letter written by Mrs. Indira Gandhi in 1980 about Veer Savarkar. I hope my friends of the Congress must have read this letter appreciating Veer Savarkar. Anyhow, the legal question that you have put, let's understand the position of law. The section in IPC of the defamation was not enacted during our government or even during Congress government. It was the part of the IPC Act, Indian Penal Code, which was enacted in 1860. And it prescribed the maximum sentence of 2 years or fine or both. So not that the maximum sentence has been given. 2 years is the sentence plus fine also. He could have given two things. Number two, so far as the disqualification part is concerned, please understand, Section 8 had two parts. Earlier, if suppose a person like me who is not an MP or MLA, if he is convicted, the provision was you will be disqualified on the same day. But if an MP or MLA is convicted, he would be given 3 months time to file appeal, and till the appeal is decided, he will not be disqualified. This was struck down by the Supreme Court in Lily Thomas case, saying that whether you are an MLA or not an MLA, MP or no MP, the moment order is passed, you are disqualified. And as per that law, Mr. Rahul Gandhi has been disqualified. Till date, he has not challenged it. Remember, in 1975, I was a student of law when Srimati Indira Gandhi's election was set aside by the judge of the Honorable Allahabad High Court.
No, but Satyapal ji, you haven't answered my question.
But ultimately,
I'm asking about the magnitude of the punishment. Does it not seem excessive?
No, not excessive. It is within the discretion of the judge who tries the case. He gave him an
But sir, look at the language which political leaders across party lines use.
I think many
of us might find Rahul Gandhi's language, inappropriate, obnoxious, call it what you want. But what about some of the language that so many other leaders have used?
I had filed a case of defamation on behalf of Mr. Prem Kumar Dhumal, former Chief Minister of Himachal Pradesh, against Shri Motilal Behora and Captain Amrinder Singh. Shri Motilal Behora was kind enough to come and express his regret. The matter was finished. The trial court gave 3 opportunities to Rahul Gandhi to tender apology or withdraw or regret. He says, I will not do it. I don't know from where he is bringing Savarkar. Can you imagine the sacrifice of Savarkar as a member of parliament?
Okay, no, let's move away from Savarkar.
I visited Andaman jail where Savarkar was kept for 10 years. 25 MPs, we could not stay even for 10 minutes in that room where he was kept for 10 years.
Okay.
And you, one sentence, you use Savarkar just to defy the position of law. Why don't he go to Supreme Court? Why he doesn't go to High Court? Why doesn't he challenge the trial court? Who is stopping him?
Okay.
He can go.
Tausif Ahmed Khan is a Trinamool Congress supporter, joins us at this stage. Tausif, the Trinamool's position all along with regard to the has been that they will be equidistant from the Congress and from the BJP. And yet today you've decided to fully support the Congress party on the issue of Rahul Gandhi. What made Mamata Banerjee take that leap of faith, considering that she has always been maintaining her distance from the Congress lately?
Mamata Banerjee from a very long time has been very consistent that the current BJP regime is targeting opposition leader, using central agencies and whatever is available at the disposal of the BJP government at the center. And this is taking, is an extension of the same attack over the opposition leader when Rahul Gandhi has been disqualified. So it is but natural for Mamata Banerjee to join the opposition leaders in the protest against his disqualification. It does not surprise anyone. Yes, what we have seen is that Rahul Gandhi talked about 3 individuals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Nirav Modi, and another Mr. Modi, Lalit Modi. But the complainant who went before the court is none of them. When we have seen, this is a case of defamation, where generally court hands a imprisonment of a day or a 2, and maximum imprisonment is awarded of 2 years, so that he can be disqualified from the membership of the parliament. We have seen that the case started in 2019 and the complainant at his own instance stopped the case a year ago. And then after Mr. Rahul Gandhi started his attack on Mr. Narendra Modi, questioning his relation with Mr. Adani after the Hindenburg report came to surface, the case was restarted.
Okay.
And within a couple of months, the conviction is handed. So we cannot be blind. People cannot be blind to what is happening in the country. Mr. Narendra Modi and his government has
no. So does that mean that you are going to remain closer to the Congress party than you have been in the past? Going forward, looking ahead at elections, can we start thinking of using the word coalition?
No, there has been Ms. Mamata Banerjee has maintained that even in the past. She was part of the coalition. And in the recent past, she did accuse Congress party of, you know, playing foul in the state. So you see, when it comes to state politics, if there are certain actions which is not permissible, she will raise her voice.
Okay.
But if it comes to central politics, as we have seen, all opposition leaders are being targeted. And Rahul Gandhi has not been spared.
Okay,
let me go back to... Akhilesh Yadav has not been spared.
Okay. Tosi, one second. Let me go back to Dr. Reddy. Sir, do you believe that this the issue of Rahul Gandhi is emotive enough, strong enough, factually strong enough for opposition political parties to actually come together and have that, unanimity in their views, in their policies, whatever it is that they've lacked so far?
I don't think so. We need some more time because, as the earlier panelists have said, we have so many differences in our local politics, in our states. So when it comes to national interest, everyone has their own interest. Our fight is what we keep telling people, that after 75 years also, there is no one political party which is able to stabilize the country. So on those basis, and we having proved in Telangana, we say that it would be Telangana model. If everyone agrees to that, then we are fine with anyone. But if someone would not agree with that, we cannot really gel with them.
Okay. Rakeshji, are you at all worried about the opposition showing signs of coming together more than they have done?
You know, this is what in Hindi called Bhanumati ka Kunwa. They have the same political breed, same political consanguinity. And the two things have been raised. One, that opposition is being targeted by the agencies like CBI and ED. Tell me one case in which these agencies have acted beyond their jurisdiction and they have not found anything illegal and ethical in their searches. What is more important, politics does not give you privilege.
But Rakeshji, how many cases against the BJP has the ED or CBI or IB launched compared to the number of cases in the last few years against opposition leaders? I think that's the question.
You know, this is not the balance. Mr. Storm, this is not the balancing act. If I am a criminal and my five people are criminal, then I should also target someone who is not a criminal. If anything wrong, there is a judiciary, you can go and complain. If Rakesh Sinha has enormous money and BJP is not doing anything, you can go to the court, you can complain, you can go to the press. This is a free society. Well, second thing is very important, that in Indian democracy, liberal democracy, one family has made so much impact in the psychology of these a certain class of people and political parties, that this is a special class. They are the special people. I'm giving one example. MP from Lakshadweep is a good friend of mine. Mohammed Faisal, he was disqualified. Again, he appealed to the High Court and it was stayed. Now the question of that, when Mohammed Faisal was disqualified, when the lower court had given the judgment against him, no hue and cry. So how Rahul Gandhi is different from that? Second important thing, that the way the Congress party is attacking the judiciary indirectly, that it is due to the allegation it made. Then, Vishnu, I will do something wrong in Chhattisgarh. When there will be a case, then I will start making allegation against the government, then the court will be afraid,
okay,
giving judgment.
Okay.
This is the old tactics of the Congress. When Jagmohan Lal, one sentence, Jagmohan Lal had given judgment on 12 June 1975 against Indira Gandhi for misusing the state machinery in the election. The same method was adopted by the Congress. So Congress has not changed.
Okay.
It has deteriorated. It does not have faith in the liberal democracy.
I am terribly over on this program. I'd like to thank you all very much for joining us.
I will just say one thing on the opposition.
No, sir. I'm out of time, sir. Sir, I think of me as the judge in the Supreme Court, sir. I have decided, sir, that we are out of time. I do apologize. But thank you so much, all of you, for being with us. We will be tracking this very closely. Today was day 2 of the opposition protests. Will it go on longer? We'll find out.